Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out.
Welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for joining me again as we continue on with our positional previews or breakdowns, kind of discussing the Colts roster position by position, trying to figure out what we've got for this 2018 NFL season. So this one is not on YouTube, but trying to get these done here before the Colts enter training camp. So let's kind of hit it. You know, this is kind of in, you know, the news cycle right now with what we know about the safety position. So we'll go through this. We'll talk about the two guys that are, you know, kind of the premier starters for this team first, and talk about them and their situations. And then we'll move on to the rest of the group, which at first look isn't the worst. Of course, there's a lot of a lack of depth, experience depth on this roster to an extent. So we'll check those guys out here, all on the safeties. We're going to do the Colts cornerbacks as well today. That's going to be just a little bit later. And then for Monday's show, we're going to get into the offense. We're going to break into it and get down. So let's hit up Clayton Gethers first. Gethers is also going to be about 80-85%. We know that from what we've heard. Him coming in, how long is he going to be out? We don't know necessarily. We have a gauge, but we don't have there's nothing concrete until it happens. We should know that by now when discussing Colts injuries. So, like I said, had a knee procedure in the offseason. Now he's up to 80-85%. They do say that they think that he's going to come back fairly soon, so that's good. That's something that's good, but they still plan on starting him at in camp on the PUP list from what we understand. That's not official, but that is to be determined, I guess, at this point. We'll see, but that's presumed to be the case. Gethers is a guy who just has not really given us a ton to work with. We've seen his upside. We've know that he's been an injury issue the past couple years. This is, you know, kind of a, I don't know, he's up in the air with this. And I really love his potential, and I think a lot of Colts fans do. When we look at Gethers, we see that he's a powerful guy. He's solid in coverage, and he's just a smart guy. He's a good tackler. He's a good football player in general. But this Colts secondary doesn't need guys who can't stay healthy. Gethers is coming back presumably soon, so that's good. But, like I said, last year he was only in 5 games. The year previous, 9. He did play 15 in his rookie season, and that's kind of what we go off of. But, just the whole picture, this safety situation is kind of bleak, guys. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We're talking about the two guys at the top right here. So, I mean, Gethers, we want him back. We've got a lot to see. What kind of guy is he going to be? Is he going to be on pace when he was in 2016 for, you know, 70, 80 tackles? Only playing in 9 games, or is he going to be a guy who's just a little more laid back? This system is going to be pretty interesting to watch him in to see if he's going to be that power guy, or if they've slimmed him down, hoping that he can be more of a coverage guy in the secondary at the safety position. It's really interesting to see. He is going to be the strong version, but you just want to know, can he hold up in that role? So what are they trying to do with him to keep him healthy? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it to take him out of some of the more physical approaches or not? That's going to be what we need to see. So hopefully he's better in getting back. He's a big piece, in my opinion, at playing well to this Colts secondary. He's got some experience. He's older. He knows the game. He's a good ball player. But if he can't stay on the field, none of that matters, right? So let's head over to Malik Hooker. Hooker, obviously, is the guy drafted last year in the first round that the Colts and Colts fans really want to see a lot of. I mean, a lot. 3 interceptions last year in only 7 games, 4 passes defensed. Wasn't necessarily like a super powerful guy or anything like that, but we did see that he is far more physical than he was given credit for coming out of the NFL draft. That was one of his knocks, aside from injury history, which is still a legitimate one, of course. But last year I saw plenty out of him in terms of what is he going to bring to the table. Is he physical enough? Is he a solid enough tackler? Does he really put in that effort into stopping the run? Those kind of things. I think I saw plenty out of Malik Hooker last year to see say that he does. He's definitely a guy in coverage the Colts need. He's definitely as advertised as far as I'm concerned in that category. So what do we have out of Malik Hooker? Right now, we have hope because, again, he's been injury prone. He's coming back. They say that that's a 9 to 12 month recovery with that ACL, MCL. That's important. But at the same time, he looked good in some of his Instagram posts, so on and so forth. So we see that he's coming back. He's running. He's in the process. Looks like he's recovering pretty well. Not hearing a bunch about, you know, anything negative, I guess, would be the only way to say it as far as his recovery. So they're expecting him to be back as well. He's going to start on PUP list. I think he's going to be there a little further. They said that that's pretty – I think that they're talking maybe week two, week three. And this is not something that I really wanted to go with Hooker. When do we see him back? It makes you kind of reticent of reminiscent of last year with Andrew Luck, constantly asking, when is he coming back? When is he coming back? I hope that Malik Hooker is not doing anything too out of the ordinary to come back, and he's just trying to strengthen that knee, that ACL, MCL. That's a big issue, guys. Guys who get injured like that in the bottom half of their body more than once, especially after an ACL, MCL, are just not the same players. And that's, you know, scary. You always have, it's not so much can they come back from the first one, it's what happens if it happens again. That's where he's at. As a second-year player, he's already kind of at that crossroads. That's scary to me. He is definitely the ball player that the Colts need back there. You just want to hope and really press that they hope that they can find a way to keep him healthy and that none of this happens again. Totally crazy situation with it the way it happened last year. So it's not like it was just, you know, a non-contact injury. But, man, we have to see Malik Hooker in this lineup this year, at least for the vast majority of it. Three-quarters of the year, the Colts need that on the secondary. And as we get it further into this position, you're going to understand why. Malik Hooker is a stud, and the Colts don't have any studs after that, to be quite honest with you. They've got some piece players. They've got some guys with some second- and third-year experience. But this has to be a group where – the backups are able to be, you know, just interchangeable almost, because there are going to be so many packages with heavy dimes, heavy nickels, where there's extra safeties on the field. Those have to be guys that can do it all. And it just makes you really hope for this position, because this position right now, guys, looks bleak. We'll get into why. Talking about another guy here, TJ Green, a guy who has really been unimpressive. He has been on the field, though, right? I mean, does that count? I mean, when he's that, I mean, he has some tackle numbers, but he is so difficult to gauge. Some games he looks okay, some games he looked terrible. His coverage has been extremely spotty, to be quite nice. And, you know, he's a physical guy, but man, he's taken out Colts with his. I mean, he's a bullet with no vision, and that's exactly how he plays. That's one of the scary things. Him and Antonio Morrison are the two guys that you just see flying in from everywhere, and 9 times out of 10, it seems like they're tackling Colts. These guys have to be better, you know, but much better than that, especially TJ Green. TJ Green is going to be in a position this year where, third year in, man, you've got to show something. You've got to show that you have the ability to battle for a starting position. He's not good enough to start, in my opinion. However, he has to be good enough this year to actually make this competition interesting, especially with a couple guys injured right now. Because if he can do that, that's going to improve his game. That just is a matter of fact. He's probably still going to be a loose cannon tracking the ball and probably in pursuit as well. But we have to have this guy look just somewhat feasible as a safety. He is brought down in the box a lot. He's solid at rushing the passer. He has to be a better coverage guy, especially within the 5-yard range of his assignment, because tight ends are losing him quickly. Running backs, he is no match for running backs. that has to be much improved this year. Will this new scheme help him out? That's something that we really have to have yet to see. I'm not very optimistic about TJ Green at all. He's got to be a guy who is much better all the way around in coverage, in pursuit. He has to be a better tackler, a more reliable tackler, and not a loose cannon in so many positions. So TJ Green's one that everybody really is going to need to watch as this training camp kicks off and gets underway. All right, so let's take a quick break real quick. We'll come back with the rest of the safeties here in just a moment. Thank you guys again for joining me here on the Colts Cast. Really appreciative of everything you guys are doing. Make sure you keep that up. Rate and review. Share it, you know, on Twitter, wherever you guys are most active, and get some people involved in this. So come right back for the second half of our safety talk here on the Stampede Blue Colts Cast positional previews. We've got three more to talk about. Big guys, big, important, interesting and important for this training camp. I think that there's going to be a lot to say about these guys. So come right back. We'll talk about the rest of the group here in just a moment. Thank you for coming back to the Colts Cast, ladies and gentlemen. It was my mistake before the break. We've got four left to talk about. So let's get into a couple of these guys here that you don't know much about. George Odom, Central Arkansas, good size, good speed, real good speed, like 4.47, 4.45 speed. A guy who was given a pretty solid grade as far as his draft profile. We had a better than average chance to make the NFL NFL roster. Like I said, really a productive guy through school. He got first team Associated Press FCS All-American honors as a senior. He was Defensive Player of the Year for, I think, their division or their conference or whatever it is. Had over 120 tackles, had four sacks. This is a guy I'm super excited to watch. We don't know anything about this guy. There's very little tape on him. He's a guy who is... the draft guys liked him. So with his size, 6'2", this is going to be fun. Is he rangy? Is this a guy who can legitimately battle and maybe push out some of these guys who've been kind of hanging around the roster a la TJ Green because of his skill? He's a guy who's been known as a defensive back, but also as primarily a safety. And I mean vastly, like quite a bit primarily. But he is a guy with quickness and speed who can play in many, many roles. This is a guy I can't wait to watch. This guy's, he's younger, obviously, out of an FCS school that not a lot of people were paying attention to. He's got a lot of the skills that you want and need. He's a guy who's reliant a lot of on his instincts. That's what coach wants, speed and instincts. He's got both of those. Can't wait to watch me some of George Odom. Definitely one of these guys, in my opinion, who's going to be talked about quite a bit as camp rolls on. So let's move on from him and talk about Chris Cooper. Cooper's another guy. Not a lot of talk on him. He's got some speed as well with, I think, 4.4 speed range as well. So that's exciting for this guy. I mean, this is something that a lot of people want to see on the back end. We got Malik Hooker. We know he's a guy who can cover sideline to sideline. We need more rangy guys. He's only 5'10", not quite as long and lengthy, but he's got good measurables everywhere else as far as in his drills. So that's something that the Colts coming from Stony Brook, this is another guy. Not a lot of people know about. He's coming in looking to kind of make his presence known. I don't know much about this guy at all, to be quite honest with you. Very little. I'm excited just to see him through camp just to get a gauge on what he is. And that's, you know, something that happens a lot. Hopefully, I don't want to get in the habit of falling in love with some of these younger guys because it happens as you watch camp. You see the strength or the speed or the instincts out of them a few days in camp, and it kind of changes your opinion about how the battle is going. I have to be a little more on the safe end of that because I feel like I do that quite a bit. But it's not just the younger guys. It's the guys that I think stick out to you so much in a couple practices and you don't see a lot of the other practices, or you don't hear about their names being talked about or anything like that from the coaching staff, and you kind of wonder what happened to them. So that's something that I'm excited to see as far as how these younger guys are acclimating. Are they perfect fits for this defense? And so on. So we've got a couple more guys here to talk about, and we're going to leave, in my opinion, the most impressive backup for last. So we're going to hit with Ronald Martin first. Martin last year was a guy that I felt probably had an opportunity. He's been hanging around, released, brought back. The Colts like him, 6'2", 220, big physical guy, almost to the T, built exactly like Clayton Gethers as far as height, weight, speed, all that kind of stuff. He's played in a lot of games the first 3 years for not being a starter, I guess. 12, 13 games, not a lot, I guess you could say, but he has gotten a lot of valuable experience. He's been a guy who's been in camps. He's been in practices throughout for 3 years. Like I said, I liked him last year. Not enough to put him in as a starter, but he's definitely a guy who's going to battle for these spots and these snaps. He's a physical guy. Is he a guy, if let's say TJ Green is kind of pushed off to the side, a couple guys are playing better than him, I could see Ronald Martin being one of those guys. Martin has the speed. He has the strength. He has the power. I think he's a good tackler. The Colts were talking about that last year. He's a good, solid tackler. And we'll be, you know, kind of ready and willing to see if he can be a guy who can step up. The Colts don't just need bodies this year. They need these guys, backups, and guys who are going to get some starting snaps because of injury to be, like I said, reliable enough to put them in and be interchangeable with the rest of the crew. This has to be a deep class. They don't have to have that, you know, huge game-breaking play every single time they're in the game, but they've got to be able to contribute in some way, form, or fashion and contribute to where a lot of other guys in that position aren't. That's something that Martin has the ability to do. Special teams, is he a solid tackler? We check that. Everything. He's got a lot to prove. It's going to be fun to watch him try to do it. So Ronald Martin's a guy I got my eye on as well as one of the veteran guys come in and actually push this position. We're going to talk about Mathias Farley now. Farley is a guy who last year, in my opinion, proved that he is easily one of those guys who can come in and provide starter snaps. What was it? Almost 80 tackles total, a little more than 80, I think. Lots of good, I mean, coverage skills, tackle skills. One of the most reliable guys in the secondary last year, as far as I was concerned. Had a couple interceptions, but got his hand on the ball quite a bit. They only had him, I think, for like 7 pass defense, but I think he had more than that. I mean, you know, it just, I guess it felt like he had more than that. I'm sure he broke up some with hits at the time, probably where I'm thinking about that, but Mathias Farley proved to be physical, proved to be solid in coverage, proved to be a smart tackler and a solid tackler, reliable, didn't get himself out of position very often. One of the things that he lacks a little bit is when you get into the red zone, he's not great at challenging for the ball. He has been okay at times in doing that, but a lot of times he'll be in mismatch situations with tight ends with really good size and speed, and he just kind of gets wasted. This is one of the things where I think he really can like kind of step up and prove that he is, you know, worthy of being that third guy in the rotation. He did last year as far as production. He was, like I said, one of the few bright spots there. Mathias Farley is just a guy who comes in. I mean, last year what we were expecting to see TJ Green get some starting snaps all because of the bull crap that was coming out of Pagano's mouth previous to camp. And it was Farley, especially like in OTAs and mini camps, who came out every time as the starter, and they were just talking, look, that Farley's just that much better. That is got to be that has to be Mathias Farley again this year. He has to take another step up. I'd like to see him be more physical. I love his ability to kind of play in that cover three role, where he sits over the top, because he's good at timing, coming up for the ball and breaking on it. I just really like Farley a lot. And it's not all tackle numbers, because the Colts safeties have had to be solid tacklers for years and years and years. But last year, the Colts run defense was one of the best run defenses that they've had in over a decade. I mean, this is the first time, and I can't remember what I told you guys the other day, but it was something like since 2008, 7 or something like that, that the run defense kept opponents to under 4 yards per carry. That has not happened in forever. That was what was so special, in my opinion, about Farley, his ability to come up, make a solid tackle inside of the 5 yard mark, and be able to also sit back and help with crossing routes. I thought that he did. It was all encompassing, and he still had that production. That's what I thought was so impressive. Even some of the times that it does get through, maybe he's the one stopping it. I just thought that he did a really good job all the way around next year or last year. I expect him this year to continue that upward trend and prove to us that he is legitimately a third guy, and we're not going to miss anything if he has to start some games. Farley's probably one of the guys that I trust the most out of this group, and I think that that's fairly obvious. I don't trust Green. That's more than, you know, notable. As far as the physical part of it, Martin is the guy that I really am intrigued to see. Just, I mean, he's a year younger than Clayton Gathers, guys, built exactly like him. I just want to see what he's got. I think he was very good in college as well. So I'm excited to see what Ron Martin can bring, especially in this injury time. But one of the guys that I'm most intrigued about going forward to see if he can scoop in here and be a legitimate secondary help in the safety corps is George Odom. So that's the guy I really have my eye on right now. But, man, if we're looking two guys that are possibly going to start the season on PUP, we don't know about Gathers if it's actually going to start the season there. But, I mean, we got Farley and what? Somebody else. I mean, because I'm pretty convinced that Farley is he's such a good worker, and he's a guy who's not going to take plays off. I'm convinced he's the starter with both of those two out. So who is the third guy? Who's the next guy? Who's the fourth guy in this rotation who's going to step their butt up and really provide some solid help, both physically against the run, be able to take some plays and really turn, you know, get some balls in the air, tip passes and such like that. That's going to be the key. We need one of those guys, can do it all. If Farley and that guy can be that, then we've got two solid depth pieces that are available for either role. That's what we truly need. So the safety group is concerning, but we've also got some hope, a little bit of that. Hopefully Farley can stay healthy and, you know, help this safety role, at least to where we're down to just one position to try to find some starters. Backups behind that, that's scary. We need Hooker and Gathers back, and they need to come back ready to play. They can't, you know, for this safety core, without adding a piece at some point, guys, this safety core is struggling because of Malik Hooker and Clayton Gathers' unknowns as far as I'm concerned. They can, like I said, they can say that they're going to come back. They can say that they're going to be ready and healthy. We don't know that. We just have not experienced a lot of that with Colts and injuries. So the safety position bears watching a lot. And this week, we're coming up, guys, Thursday, first practice, what we're going to see from them. Can't wait to hear about the first practice, albeit practice number two and probably Saturday, to see everything that's going on. And I'm excited to see what we can gain from that, if anything at all. So again, thank you guys for listening. We'll have the cornerbacks up on the next show, so we'll be talking about them. It's a position we've talked about quite a bit, but we're going to go ahead and talk about them again, obviously, in this series. We've got a lot to be desired with that group too, but we've also got a lot of hope in there, and we've got some health, so that's nice. So we'll talk to you guys next time. We'll hit the cornerbacks here on the Colts Cast. So you guys stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.